السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الحي القيوم السميع القريب البر الرحيم مالك الملك ذي الجلال والإكرام والحمد له عز وجل حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه ما دامت السماوات والأرض ومن بعد أن تزولا حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه وبجزيل نعمائه والصلاة والسلام على نبيه محمد الصادق الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين أجمعين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اكتبنا منهم اللهم اكتبنا منهم اللهم اكتبنا منهم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يقول عز وجل: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. says الله سبحانه وتعالى. What means addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam to convey a message to his ibad, to his servants subhanahu wa ta'ala, to those who want him, to those who desire him. To those who seek him, the message is, tell them, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not despair from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not despair from the merciful love, from the compassion, from the mercy, from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. from His kindness, from His forgiveness, from His generosity, from His magnanimity. Do not despair. For He forgives all sins. Verily it is He who is most forgiving, most lovingly merciful. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له. And أنيبوا إلى ربكم. Come back to your Lord. Return to your Lord. Come back. Come back. Your hearts might have gone somewhere else. Your hearts might sometimes go where they shouldn't go. Your hearts would sometimes walk away from Him. Your hearts would sometimes distance themselves from Him, drawn by the call of the nafs, drawn by the call of shaitan, drawn by the invitation of passion and of intellectual inclination, invited by the power of nafs desire, by the power of intellectual lure. Come back, return, for He always accepts those who return. For our hearts are meant to go nowhere but to Him. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. Let your hearts surrender themselves to Him. Surrender yourselves to Him. Surrender yourselves to Him. Give yourselves in to Him. With your hearts, with your minds, that is, your emotions, your feelings, your desires, your will, your will, your will, your love, your fear, your hope. Let them all surrender to Him. Your fear, your concern, your wants, your wants, your will, let them all surrender to Him. Don't be without Him. Don't be without Him. Don't be by yourself. Be by Him. Don't be by yourself. Don't be by your nafs. Be by Him. before His punishment befalls you. And you will have no victor. Before His punishment befalls you, and you will have no helper. Before He allows your nafs to steal you forever, and you will never be helped again. Before His punishment befalls you, before He would allow your nafs now to take you and to steal you forever, and He will not help you anymore. Before His punishment will come to you suddenly from ways you never anticipate. Follow that which is best from your Lord. Follow that which is best from your Lord. For what your Lord revealed is best. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ رَبِّكُمْ. Follow that which your Lord has revealed to you, which is best. Before His punishment comes to you suddenly, from ways you never anticipate. Lest you say, Ya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi jambillah. Lest you say, oh my loss, oh my grief, oh my sorrow, what I have missed, what I have missed in the company of my Lord. And everyone who distanced himself away or herself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continued to do so will ultimately have to say that, in particular at the moment of death, when all truth becomes obvious to everyone. One would say, Ya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi jambillah. Woe on me. Woe to my grief. What I have missed. What I have missed in the company of my Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, I advise myself and you to first remember this, to first remember that there is no hawl and no quwwah except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. then there is no power to ward off evil from self and of the self except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that there is no power to attain good and to be good and to do good except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself anew to always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. To always beseech and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for constant, uninterrupted guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always, and never desist, and never say, I have been calling him and I think he's not going to answer me. Never say that. Never say, I have been calling him and he does not answer me. Never say that. Keep calling upon him. Wounds take time to heal. Wounds take time to heal. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed in His creation that for everything there is an appointed time. For a wound to heal, even when treated with medication, there is an appointed time. For a spiritual wound to heal, there is an appointed time. When and after we take the medication of tawbah, the medication of du'a, the medication of ilm, the medication of mujahada. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And I, you, must keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh dear Lord, Ya Rabbi, please heal my wound forever. Keep asking Him. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. O my servants who overwhelmed themselves with sins, do not despair from the rahmah of Allah. There is nowhere to run, is there? There is nowhere to run from Allah except to Allah. We run away from all other creatures when we fear them. When we fear Allah, we run into Him. There is nowhere to run. For everywhere is His. There is no running away in time away from Him. for all time is His. There is nowhere to run away from Him with thoughts and heart bursts, for heart beats and thoughts are in His command. For all the hearts and minds of all beings are between His fingers. He moves them as He wishes, when He wishes. I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, to try in your quest for safety from Allah's displeasure, and in your quest for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His company and His nearness, to speak less, here and when we leave, to try to keep as much of what we learn as possible. To speak less. For speaking much without dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hardens the heart. For speaking much without dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or instead of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hardens the qalb. Speak less. For as a purified state of the heart will generate a quiet individual externally and internally. Much speaking externally and much sounds and noise externally would also affect the heart internally. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's quality of silence is well known. The virtue of silence amongst the great leading believing men and women, that is well known as well. Speak less. And instead be in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit down every day, sometimes, preferably early of the day, in the day, and late in the day, and make the resolution inside of you to do just that, and to be in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the most instrumental elements by which to cleanse our qulub from the stain of our nufus. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةً وَإِنَّ سَقَالَةَ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Everything has a cleansing means, and the cleansing means of the heart is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is living. the one not in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dead. And living is not physical living for the seeker of haqq. Living is the living of the qulub. And if the qulub in their spiritual state are not in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not living, then in essence there is no true life. For plants also live, and animals also live, and snakes live. But we are meant to live differently. Even they are always in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the tongue is used to dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will gradually speak less, and it will gradually help the qalb rid itself from much of its stain, until dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gradually seeps into the qalb, and dhikr begins to originate in the qalb. And it is that dhikr that is most instrumental in cleansing the qalb. Says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ وأرفعها في درجاتكم وخير لكم من إنفاق الذهب والفضة ومن أن تلقوا عدوكم فتضربوا أعناقهم ويضربوا أعناقكم. قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. قال ذكر الله. Said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the meaning of the text, shall I inform you of that which is most virtuous of your deeds, and that which is most exalting and most purifying to you with your Lord, and that which is better for you than spending silver and gold, gold and silver, and is better to you than encountering your enemy and having to cut their necks or strike their necks, and having to strike your necks. They say, we would like to know that, Ya Rasulullah. He said, that is dhikrullah Azza wa Jal. The parable of a person in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and the person who is not in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is the parable of the living and the dead. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. And the parable of the home of a home in which there is dhikr of Allah, and a home in which there is no dhikr of Allah, is the parable of the living and the dead. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل البيت الذي يذكر فيه الله والبيت الذي لا يذكر فيه الله مثل الحي والميت. I advise myself and you in this quest of search for nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the quest of wanting to be abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this quest of wanting to be free, to control our eating habits. For the more we eat, the more the nafs strengthens and the qalb weakens. Like a plant that needs water to grow, but it needs just enough water to grow. For if we give it too much water and too much nutrients, the plant will die. And so it is taught that excessive eating, or eating beyond the balanced level for the spiritual growth of the abd, will cause the qalb to die, as excessive nutrients will cause the plant to die. Curbing the desire of food helps the nafs, shahwa and hawa, be curbed. Indulging the nafs's shahwa, for example, of eating, will only strengthen the shahwa of the nafs and the hawa of the nafs, and that will consequently weaken me, weaken us, when it comes to wanting to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must also control our desire for sleep, that we should sleep the number of hours that would give us enough strength, alhamdulillah, to continue our road destined to bring us nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to enable us to take a road away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if we indulge the nafs in that as well, it will only want more. It will only want more and more and more and more. لا ترم بالمعاصي كسر شهوتها إن الطعام يقوي شهوة النهم. Do not think that by indulging the self in its own desire for food, that is ma'asiyah, that you will be able to control it. For a glutton, the more he or she eats, the more he or she will want to eat more. قلة الاختلاط بالأنام. You must, my brothers and sisters, those who seek the path of Tawbah, those who seek the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who seek to discover the happiness of the righteous. Those who seek to be free. We must take time for retreat. We must diminish from oftentimes, as would be described as the excessive encounters with others. We must diminish and decrease from intermingling with others, except those who most likely or certainly would help us in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would remind us and would walk with us the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like a needed medication, and like a needed food, we must take only so much. For then we have to leave that good company in order to work and to actualize and to practice what that good company would have helped us generate inside of us. Even the good food and the nutrient food must not be taken excessively. I must pull myself to practice what I have learned in the company of the righteous. And like a medication, if I take it in overdose, it might hurt me in a way sometimes I do not understand. I must find time for retreat. I must allow my nafs to, in different intervals of time, be in retreat, such as this one. And when I go home, be in retreat in my own solitary environment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in dua, in dhikr, in desire for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tawbah, in reflection. And I must, as I learn to diminish from such interactions, especially the improper interactions, I must learn to remember that interaction sometimes and nowadays is done in so many ways, including some things we introduce into our own homes, including some things we introduce into our own homes that have sometimes more negative impact on us and stronger impacts in weakening our qulub and strengthening our nufus than physically being with others outside. We look at images and we hear sounds with a choice of selection. We feed our hearts, we feed our nufus with that which is oftentimes very detrimental to our hearts and our nufus. That also is an interaction, is an intermingling that is very hurtful, my brothers and sisters. We must diminish from that. We must remember that availability and accessibility are one of the main reasons for many good intending men and women, brothers and sisters, in weakening the qalb. The fact that the wrong is available and is accessible is a challenge for the nafs. And when the nafs is strong and the qalb is wounded, and the wounded qalb exposed to those spiritual viruses will be infected. unlike a healed qalb, unlike a strong qalb. For fitna, any type of fitna, is most impactful on the qalb that is wounded, on the qalb that is hurt. For Allah teaches us so. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّى أَلْقَى الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَتِهِ فَيَنْسَخُ اللَّهُ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ ثُمَّ يُحْكِمُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ لِيَجْعَلَ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that fitna that shaytan injects and suggests, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a fitna to those whose hearts are diseased, those whose hearts are ill, and those whose hearts are dead. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qareeb, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls and invites us always to know Him and to walk to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He promises, and He never breaks His promise, that His Rahmah has enveloped everything in His creation, that His Rahmah we must never despair from, as long as we take resolutely the path of walking to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must help ourselves by doing what He has taught us, and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, and what our early ulama among the righteous men and women, rahmahumullah ta'ala, have taught us. We must take the path. And we must not say, I wait until I heal before I read the Quran, before I am in dhikr, before I fast, before I reflect, before I'm in khalwa. For it is like a person who is physically sick and would say, I will not take the medication until I feel better. For the medication is needed when we are sick, especially. Especially. I shall not wait to say, my heart doesn't feel like reading the Quran. My heart doesn't feel like being in a retreat in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't do that. When I feel better, then I will do that. I cannot do that. For it is like, again, saying a sick person with perhaps even terminal disease would say, I'm not going to take the medication until I feel better. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تلاوة كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى، الصلاة، الصوم، الحج، العمرة، الخلوة في ذكر الله عز وجل، مراقبة القلب، مراقبة أحوال القلوب. All of these are شفاء لما في القلوب. We must learn إن شاء الله تعالى to do these things. My dear brothers and sisters, please forgive me for having taken this morning longer than the khatira is intended to be, for I spoke what my heart wanted to speak, to myself first, then to you. Today's Thursday, I ask that those of you who want to fast, even if you had not made the niyyah earlier before dawn today. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a text taught in accordance to the ulama that the person who desires to fast nawafil, not the month of Ramadan, that person may initiate his or her fast any time during the day. And then the interpretation of when during the day, some ulama differed, but they all would agree that this time at which we are, if the niyyah is present, then it is fine. Do fast today if you can. وَلَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. And remember to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. For another reason, I would like you also to fast today. Do that. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه. والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الصادق الأمين وآله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الصالحين الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اكتبنا منهم. آمين. I first do ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pray, hope that as we're learning together, we make the commitment, inshallah ta'ala, to continue to pursue what we pursue here. And at least that as we get ourselves, and we should use to a certain diet of ilm and a certain diet of ibadah, as we leave here we should try to keep that same diet or a portion of it. And of that portion or of that diet, again, is the essential dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with reflection, with inner focus and composure. And at specific times, in particular the time of the morning, this one, from after the performance of Salatul Fajr until the sun rises. Yes, inshallah ta'ala, what we are doing is I am sharing with you these words every morning, inshallah, that is also dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I would not like that to be a habit, that is, of every morning at this time we listen to ilm until the sun rises without amal. I'd rather sometimes like us to have no khatira after Fajr and only amal after Fajr, only dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with reflection, through recitation of the Qur'an and the other azkar, with reflection and with learning to, in those moments, disengage our hearts from the worries and the concerns that we might have or that we might still carry with us. So please do remember that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as you engage your nafs in an activity that it doesn't like perhaps, and at times of course even many good people will have that impulse and that resistance of the nafs, and that expression perhaps even in so many ways of boredom and laziness and and even sometimes of pain, to do a certain thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Sometimes the nafs comes to us in different ways, to rather have us do something which seems to be legitimate, because it simply doesn't want to do that other thing which is better for it, but at the moment being challenging, being hard for it. So we have to go that aqaba, we have to walk that hill against the nafs and rather do what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to do and get the nafs used to it. For those who have taught us that have also practiced that, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they have known the fruits of that and they have tasted the fruits of that with time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we said many times before, did teach us that anyone who performs Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah and remains in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the sun rises, then stands up and performs two rak'at, then such an individual has the ajr, the reward of a person who had performed full hajjah and umrah. And he said that three times, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, man salla subha fi jama'atin ثم قعد يذكر الله حتى تطلع الشمس كان له أجر حجة وعمرة تامة تامة تامة. said he صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. So we must not and we should not, alhamdulillah, be lax in losing such a great spiritual reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for those who come to Him in ibadah in this time of the morning. And yes, those who sometimes, depending I guess on the time of the year, would not be able to do that and to stay until the sun rises, at least finish the dhikr of after salah, focus on that, don't let any other thing dissuade you from that. And then stand up and as you are going to school or to work, be in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do that. Keep your focus as you're walking, as you're driving. Sometimes some people have to drive for an hour. For an hour, mashallah, it can be very, very rich in reflection and in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having said that, one more, inshaAllah, reminder to myself and to you after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hadid that we recited today, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. And this ayah towards the end of Surah Al-Hadid, this is the ayah of peace to me. This is the ayah of peace in the heart, peace of the mind. This is the ayah also of security of the heart. This is the ayah of mashi'ah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ayah of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. This is the ayah that says to you and me, you should never worry. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over everything, major and minor. So he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ. Whatever befalls the world, the individuals, you, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ, of calamity or tribulation or hardship, unease, difficulty of any type, to a person, to a group, to a family, to a nation, psychological, social, health-wise, family-wise, financial wise, in any way you can imagine, any musibah, any affliction, any tribulation, any hardship, any harm. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, on earth, anywhere on earth, anywhere on earth. وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and in your own selves, to you, and in you, and about you. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. Every and all of that is in a record. And in a record, مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا, before that occurrence, that event, which is termed as musibah, tribulation, hardship, and so on, before we, not only before it occurred, but before we created it, it has been already in a record. Before we created it, we created that event, that musibah that occurred to you or around you anywhere in the world. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And verily, that is yasir for Allah, that is easy and simple and unchallenging for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke about Al-Alim yesterday. This is about also Al-Alim with Al-Qadir subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. That for Allah is simple and easy and unchallenging. Now, that's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, لِكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. You should know this, O human beings, and O believers, O Muslims, you should know this. You should know this. You should internalize this. You should believe in this. You should interiorize this. لِكَيْ, in order that, لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, in order that you do not feel anxious, unhappy about what you missed. About what you missed. You wanted, but you missed. About what you didn't have, and you wanted to have. But what you don't have, and you wanted to have. Of anything. Of anything. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. Nor, وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Nor that you feel, in order that you do not feel too happy about what you have, of what you like, that is, that you want and you want. Because it is nothing new. Because it is nothing without a plan. Because it's nothing without hikmah, without a design. There is nothing that happens without reason, and without wisdom, and without balance, and without an order, and without a plan and a design. For it has already been recorded before it were created, in the design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the creation. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. That is subhanallah, isn't it, the source of true security? Then anything that happens to me or around me, whether I like it or I don't, in the context of Allah's reference, has already happened anyways, before it happens, in the context of the reference of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not as far as I'm concerned, for as far as I'm concerned, I don't know. But oftentimes, as we know, not knowing makes us afraid, isn't it? The unknown oftentimes makes us afraid. So Allah says, don't be afraid, I know. There is nothing unknown. I know. And what I know and what is happening is not uncontrollable or not in control or happening beyond my knowledge or beyond my will. Do not worry. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. And verily Allah does not have hubb for those who show vanity and arrogance. When we have wealth and authority and power, the elements of dunya, many of us forget this truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already designed it before it happened, and that there is nothing that should make the individual or a nation arrogant or an individual showing vanity, because the individual feels that he or she has done something new, has created something by himself or herself without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah, subhanallah, to remember it, I know. And I pray that all of you, inshallah, and all of us do know and do feel that, is indeed the ayah of, subhanallah, again, of peace and of comfort and of solace to the heart of the mu'min. I do my best in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do my best in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do my best in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها. إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. Indeed, this is ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن. Remember that. Remember that. Try to repeat this many times every day. Do that. Have that habit to remind ourselves of this fundamental and most powerful truth. To do that, just keep remembering it. Keep saying that. Every day, let's say, have part of your regular diet of dhikr in the morning, in the middle, and in the evening. And when you are especially around and doing your work, keep, or going in school, or wherever you are, please keep this. And when you're driving, keep repeating this. And keep thinking about it, not for once or twice or a day or two. Keep it always until it becomes integral in you, and you will live by it. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. If you remember that ayah that we recited, then alhamdulillah, Surah Al-Hadid, and it's beautiful to remember that and to keep reading it. And, or, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لم يكن. ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to be, will be. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not will to be, will not be. Will not be. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Please continue in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inside or outside, but be in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the sun rises. Yes, preferably is in your same position in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the sun rises. After it rises, you perform two rak'at, and then you continue with the rest of the program, and I will see you inshaAllah ta'ala later. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.